Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. And today we're talking about crappy moods. Even the best of us have them. Sometimes, during a perfectly normal day with lots of potential for awesomeness, you suddenly find yourself in a crappy mood. And whether it's caused by serious events or completely silly ones, those less than ideal days are just bound to happen. Sorry, you know this. Like the other day, I was in a crummy mood for totally stupid reasons, and I knew what to do to get out of my funk, but I still allowed myself to sulk in my crappy feelings, and I played a marathon of rom-coms in the background while I just sat and felt sorry for myself about not getting enough sleep that week and being unmotivated. And I let this shenanigans continue until about 4:30 p.m., at which point I knew I had let this thing go on for way too long, and it was time to turn my crappy mood around. So today I'm going to share with you some of my secrets. Here is how I turned my frown upside down without having to fake it till I make it. 1. Listen to some Tony Robbins. Hey, there's nothing like a little in-your-face real talk about getting a grip on your emotions, woman, to put you in your place. Now talk about a kick in the butt. I personally love Mr. Robbins' candid, out-of-the-box style, but if he's a little too brash or abrasive or loud for you, consider checking out some TED Talks, Oprah, Wayne Dyer, Marie Forleo, love her, or Jim Rohn. There are just so many incredible, motivating people to glean inspiration from who can help you get your mind focused on the things that matter instead of on your crappy mood. Now, I can give you a whole list of recommendations if you're interested. Let me know. Email me. If you have access to this podcast, you probably have access to YouTube. And guess what? There is a wealth of information and inspiration just waiting to be gobbled up. So go get you some. 2, eat something delicious. Speaking of gobbling up, doesn't eating something delicious always make things a little better? Go get you something delicious and eat it. Like a juicy steak, a yummy, relaxing cup of tea, a piece of cake with extra frosting. Oh yeah, now we're talking. Well, the other day I did steps 1 and 2 at the same time because that's how I roll. I hid in my car after I went grocery shopping by myself, and I watched one of Tony's seminars on my phone while I ate a cinnamon roll with cream cheese frosting. Now, the next 2 steps you can't exactly do in a grocery store parking lot, or at least you shouldn't because it'd be illegal. But by now, you're well on your way to turning that crappy mood around. 3, wash your hair. I mean, really, do it. You and I both know it's been too long since you had an honest to God hair washing. You owe it to yourself. And while you're at it, go ahead and paint your nails and shave your legs above the knee, and tell me you don't feel like a new woman. 4, dance around naked. Look, here's the thing. You may as well do it at this point. You just took a shower, your hair is fresh and fabulous, and your legs have no stubble. So go ahead, turn on Man, I Feel Like a Woman, and go for it already. Now, if you're crunched on time and you can't possibly dedicate time to each step, no problem. Just consolidate. Here's what you do. You get your phone. You grab your delicious food or drink item. You get your razor and your shaving cream. Turn the shower on and your speakers up. And now soak up that Tony motivation while you sip your wine or tea and wash your hair. And if you have extra time and a little bit more wine, tea, then shave your legs. And you may need to skip the nail painting bit, but you know, whatever. Just turn on your music now and dance around naked after drying off, because the order of this is very important. And voila, you've just done it. You've turned a crappy mood around like a pro. So go ahead and try it. Now I'm telling you, by the time I get to step 4, I am a bubbly, feisty little creature again. And at the end of the day, when my inquisitive husband asked me what turned things around for me, I simply replied, I went to Ralph's. Which goes to show you should never underestimate the power of grocery shopping alone. Well, that's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.